time for us to travel once again halfway around the world and speak to our good friend Arjun Singh, who is in Jaisalmer, India. We missed him last month because, well, he's been going through a lot of different family things and a lot going on in his life, but we've been following him closely on his Facebook page. Arjun, nice to speak to you today.
Thank you, sir. How are you?
I'm doing okay. Got my first COVID shot on Monday, and my second one will come up at the end of the month. But looking at your Facebook page, you've been a pretty busy guy.
Oh, yes. A lot of things in family, in the job there, and then just a new kind of job, and that is of announcement in Desert Festival, which I never did in my life. That was very new, and it was not easy. Thousands of people were there, although most of them were Hindi spoken. But you have to just explain the things about the competitions and about the festivals. It's about 4 days, so very tired. And the other thing is that my mom is not good. She's sick and at home. So a lot of new things. The schools are back, and my parents, they are getting old. And for myself also, I am having the problems of gastritis and all those things. So a lot of new things happening in life. Well, I'm trying my best to deal with that, to cope with that.
Well, it appears that you're doing it. And once again, pass along my best to your mom and to your dad. Also, wish a happy birthday to Gurdar, right? How old is he now?
He's 17, and he's now busy with his annual exams of grade 11th. Soon on 1st of April, he will be in 12th class. So only a year for him in the schools, and then he will go for the college. So always very busy. He's grown up now and growing up fastly, very busy with his studies and very ambitious guy. So every time thinking about his college and all those things. Well, I have right now with me 20 lines, which I wrote long ago in 2009 when I got the opportunity to go to the U.S. Embassy. And at that time, I wrote a story, and that is related to my mother. Well, as you know, she has been suffering from a cancer, and that is metastasis type of problem, like we say metastatic cancer. So the cancer that started from the liver and now the gallbladder and all the things. So she is on palliative care, as doctor told me that there's no any chance of cure, so you have to think about the palliative. So once a week she gets admitted in the hospital there, where she gets painkillers, injections, and not very strong, but like a light dose of chemo and all those things. Because what I just asked to the doctor that I really want her to be in not in pain, so like a comfortable life. And so the doctors are doing their best. And we live in a small remote areas like in Jaisalmer, where every time for the consultation or for the permission of painkillers, you have to go the headquarters, like the other districts like Bikaner or Jodhpur, which is about 300 or more than 300 kilometers far. So I travel a lot in these months, and once in a week go to the hospital, stay there for 6-7 hours with my mother, because my mother believes in me a lot. She says, if whatever you say is the correct, not the doctor says it. So she doesn't believe in the doctors or in the medicines. But whenever I say, well, it's going to be okay, she believes me. She says, yes, it's going to be okay because you are saying. So I have 20 sentences which I wrote long ago in 2009. If you allow me, I will read it for my mother.
Absolutely, Arjun.
Thank you. This is just like a small story, and I wrote it. I'm going to New York, I said to my mother. She did not reply. You know how far it is, I asked her again. Is it far from Haridwar? She replied. Haridwar, the only farthest place she has ever traveled in her life. Yes, my dear mother, it is little far from your holy Haridwar. I smiled. My mother, who never went to school, never traveled much in her life out of Jaisalmer, knows nothing about the world and its countries. Only once she traveled with my father to Haridwar, a religious city on the bank of holy river Ganga, you say Ganges, to pour the ashes of my grandparent. So she has been traveled only once to the Haridwar, which is just close to Delhi, the capital of India. Jaisalmer is the whole world for her. And her kids' success is the investment of her life, and their happiness is the most precious reward of her life. She is very happy in her small world, and I do not want to disturb her. Of course, she did nothing in her life if we talk about her career, but she raised her children very well. She is a wonderful lady who looked after her kids well, worked hard, and sacrificed her personal choices to provide good education to us, means to her kids. She cannot believe that man has reached to the moon. She cannot believe that a man can marry a man or a woman can marry a woman. She cannot believe that a pet dog is taken to hospital for treatment. She cannot believe that swimming is a sport and a man won 8 gold medals. But she is master of her own world. She knows better how to maintain family's monthly expense, how to make a fine tuning between herself and her educated son-in-laws, how important discipline and love are in one's life. She knows very well. And she knows how to raise her kids and grandkids as good human beings, and how to support all the family members during the tough time, and how to face, and how to deal, and how to come out of it. I remember well once she, just like a trained economist, declared that if a person earns 100 rupees and spends 99 rupees, he is the rich man, and a person who earns 100 rupees and spends 101 rupees is the poor man. So we really love our mother. She is, I think, the like a backbone of our family. And now she is sick. She is on the bed every time, and it's not easy for me to see see her in pain every time. So I do my best. Whenever I'm at the school, I'm in touch with her. If she has any pain, then I rush to the doctor and I say, just we need injections. And doctor says, well, this is the only option we have. So life is going on, and we are doing our best to just cope with it.
It's amazing, Arjun. I can understand what you're going through. Years ago, I was the caretaker for my mom, and that along with everything else, that became the most important thing for me, to always stay in contact and to always make sure that everything was going okay. I didn't have my dad to worry about. He passed away when I was very young. This affects your dad too. Have you been talking with your father about it and trying to comfort him as well?
No, not yet. Honestly saying, it's not easy for me to tell my father and to my mother. Even Girdhar, he has no idea. They all know that my mother has some fatal disease, but they even don't know that she is having that metastasis cancer or like that. Because I know if she comes to know about that, if my father comes to know, he can't stop it. He would definitely tell it to her. And I'm sure it's my duty to tell her that what she is having, what kind of disease that is having. But I know my mom very well, that if she comes to know, because her brother, her uncle, and some of her, and even her sister, they just died a couple of years before or a year before, and it's just because of cancer. So I know if she comes to know that she is suffering with that disease, or she is diagnosed with the cancer, then it's all over. The story is over. Everything is over, and she can't survive anymore. So I want her to just be happy every time, to make her happy. But it's not very easy, because when I go to the ward in the hospital here for the painkillers, I always stay with her for continuously, not even for a minute I go away from her, because if someone comes to her and I'm afraid that they will ask, or the comforter or the doctor will ask about this disease. So I always tell them in advance that please, because it's just because of me, because my mother wants to live and she can live and she's very strong. But if she comes to know that she is having that disease, it's not easy for her. So there are many, there are many banners in the ward there, and it's written that the cancer is this and that and all these things. But now I can say that I am the fortunate, because she is not educated right now. She can't read those banners. So she always tells me what the written is there. Then I say, well, it's all about small diseases or problems, and you will get well. And I think I'm getting good result out of it. Well, I don't know about the life, what's happening or what will happen in future. But right now she is okay. She is happy. She gets the painkiller, she smiles for a while, she comes to home, and then she spends her time with the kids. And so that's why, sometimes I think I feel guilty that I'm not telling it to my parents. But I know very well, I know my parents very well, that if they come to know that they would not live, they can't tolerate it, they can't just live with this thing. So I'm doing my best, and hopefully when the conditions get worse, because doctor is saying me that tough time is coming soon. So that time I will tell it to my father or to my son also. Right now my brother, my sister, and my wife and the other family members, they know about all these things. But I do my best to just spend some time quite comfortably.
Now, do you have people that you can talk to? Because it's got to put a lot of pressure on you taking care of your mom this way.
Well, of course, it's really a big problem, because last time when I met to the doctor, because I had problem of gastritis and all those things, so he told me about all those things, the stress and all those things, and he explained me that it's not easy for you to just keep it or not to tell anyone. So just tell it to your friends, spend some time with your friends and with your family members who know about that. So I can understand, because this is a big pressure on me, and even in my school. So I work hard at the school when I'm at the school, and I try my best to spend time with my family a lot. And but I think this is the option I have right now. And hopefully, because I'm not the person who is going to judge that, should I say her or not. So I think that what I feel better, that's what I am doing right now. And of course, when Girdhar would come to know about it, he will definitely complain and he will say, Papa, you didn't tell us. So I can understand that I should tell them. But just to keep the things a little bit smooth or a little bit comfortable, I will do this. So I can understand what you told me. Well, it's not easy for me even. So that's why I always miss these shows, or I always, because right now, you know, when I was at the stage there and I was just telling to the people, thousands of people were there and I had a mic with me and I was telling to the to the audience there about the Desert Festival, Mr. Desert, all these things. And suddenly I got a phone call from my mother that she is having worse pain in her stomach. So I thought that the show must go on. So I told to my mother, I'm just coming. Just wait for my 5 minutes, 5 to 10 minutes, I'm coming. So I just explained what I could do at the stage there. Thousands of people were listening to me. So at that time, I really thought that how tough it is for a person who is on the mic. And I can understand that the people who are listening to you, they don't know what's happening with you, what's happening in your personal life. So it's not an easy job. I can understand. So it's a big salute to all the people who are working these kinds of things like you, who are working on the radio. Because we, the listeners, sometimes we think about only our own problems. And we think that, okay, Mr. Marshall is speaking right now, but we don't know what's happening in his own personal life. So it's what I experienced at that time when I had a mic with me, and the same time I got a phone call from my mother, and the same time I had to explain things to the people who were waiting for me. So life is not as easy as it was a couple of years before. It's changing, but I know this is the part of life and I have to deal with it.
Well, once again, our best to you, Girdhar, your dad and your mom, and we'll speak to you again next month and keep following you on Facebook, okay, Arjun?
Thank you. Thank you, sir. Thank you. Take care. And good luck to all the listeners of Robinhood Radio. And stay safe. Thank you very much.
Okay. Bye-bye. Arjun Singh and Around the World here on Robinhood Radio.